This is Morning Edition. More than 40 years ago, a horrific crime gripped the city of Casper, Wyoming. It was so appalling, the city is still talking about it. What happened to two sisters on an isolated bridge on a cold September night is the subject of this week's episode of the Criminal Podcast. This story may upset some listeners. Phoebe Judge is the host, and she joins me now. Hi, Phoebe.
Hi, Eric.
Tell me what happened to Becky Thompson and her sister Amy in 1974.
Becky was 18 and her sister Amy was 11. They were out one night at the grocery store. When they tried to drive home, they found that their tire was flat. They called their mother and said, "The tire's up, we've got to get it fixed." Two men then appeared and took them at knife point. And they drove the girls 30 miles outside of Casper to Fremont Canyon. There's a big bridge there, and the men first threw Amy off the bridge, then they raped Becky and threw her off the 112-foot bridge. Somehow, Becky survived.
What did the investigation find?
The detective, David Davala, spoke with Becky right after she got to the hospital, and she identified the assailants, Ron Kennedy and Jerry Jenkins. Because Casper is and was such a small town, Detective Davala knew exactly who she was describing. The two men were arrested and charged. Becky was the star witness at the trial.
How did the town respond?
The town was shocked. I mean, people still talk about this crime. What they said when we talked to them were that things like this didn't happen in Casper. And people still use this crime to kind of teach their children today about talking to strangers, what you should and shouldn't do.
Did Becky recover from her injuries?
She did physically recover from her injuries, but mentally, I don't think she ever did. She and Detective Davala continued a relationship throughout her life, and he tried to help her as she struggled with drug and alcohol issues. She still remained in Casper. On one doctor's intake form, when she was trying to get help, she wrote, "I just want to feel normal again."
What happened to Becky?
On July 31st, 1993, almost 20 years after she was thrown off of the bridge at Fremont Canyon, Becky drove out to the same spot and went over it again. And the question is whether she fell or jumped. Detective Davala assumes that she did jump. He still goes there and brings flowers. There's a bench with the girls' names.
You can hear more about what happened to the town of Casper in the aftermath on the latest episode of the Criminal Podcast. Criminal is recorded here at WUNC. Phoebe, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.